Well, good morning. It's Steve Summers. Got a fresh cup of coffee, and it's time to talk to Rockford Mayor Tom McNamara for This Week in the State Line. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Steve, I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me on.
All right. So as 2020 continues to, like, just blow everything up into smithereens, we get a tornado on Monday. Not one, but two in the Four City. You want to talk about some of the cleanup and the incredible effort that people are putting in on this?
Yeah, not one tornado, but two. It just adds to the fun we are having here in 2020. A couple of things. So one is a really devastating storm. We had 27,000 people without electricity. Right now we're down to just about 4,000 people who are without electricity. And we have ComEd has numerous crews out there working it. I am being told that in the next 24 hours, everyone will be back up and running. I won't hold my breath. We'll just keep pushing ComEd to get that done, and really appreciate their workers out there. Other thing is, so you have the electricity, getting the power back on, but we also have massive cleanup, as you mentioned. So we have 17 crews out there. We have 14 City of Rockford crews, and we hired 3 private contracting crews out there helping with cleanup. So we have been out there literally 24/7 for the last 2 days trying to help citizens with cleanup because, A, there's a lot of it, and, B, it's incredibly costly. So we're trying to do as much as we can to help relieve that burden on Rockfordians.
And a lot of those employees are working long shifts trying to make sure it gets done, and there's a tip of the cap to them for that.
They really are. I mean, someone posted a really neat photo midnight on, I think, Tuesday night, of crews, City of Rockford crews out there, you know, cleaning up roadways and stuff. Kyle Saunders is our public works director and has just done a phenomenal job organizing, and his team has just done a great job. There's one piece I should mention, and I'm sorry I failed to do it earlier. Outside of the ComEd crews working on the power, outside of City of Rockford crews and our private contractors we hired, we have amazing citizens who are stepping up and helping their neighbors. In a year that we all need to come together, it's been one of the most beautiful things and most enjoyable things I've seen in 2020, is to see citizens who may not have had much damage on their property going to their neighbor's house down the street or just right next door and helping out. It is what makes Rockford a great place, and just want a huge thank you to all the citizens who are stepping up.
Hear, hear. But as the residents clean up other residents' properties, just remember there's no burning in city limits, correct?
There is no burning inside the City of Rockford limits. One thing that we do have that most municipalities don't is we have unlimited yard waste. So if you knock down these branches and limbs and trees and make them into a manageable bundle, you can put those right at the curb. They'll be picked up with your regular garbage, and we'll be monitoring that throughout this next week as well.
All right, so some good, more good to talk about is the new Rockford art piece at Davis Park. That is absolutely stunning. Who created that?
So John Groh over at the Convention and Visitors Bureau and his team always do a phenomenal job, and once again brought us another piece of art for our downtown, and it's at Davis Park, which is the only park that the City of Rockford owns. We just repainted the Lorden building down there this year. Last year we had ShareFest doing a tremendous amount of landscaping and a lot of TLC to the park, so it's really coming together as a great place for families to come during the weekend and enjoy, and also a lot of downtown employees can go there and have their lunch, and now we're seeing dozens and dozens of folks go and take photos with the Rockford sculpture.
Yeah, what a great selfie point that is. It looks beautiful.
Yeah, certainly does.
So now some bad. You got to talk about COVID-19 because we're hearing a lot of reports about the spike going in the wrong direction and the governor saying that it's up to the local governments to control it. So where do we stand at COVID-19?
So right now we have around 3,771 cases. We have a recovery rate of 96.2%. We have a positivity rate of 3.5%. That's a rolling 7-day average for positivity rate. So of those getting tested over the last 7 days, 3.5% are coming back positive. One thing that we have seen is an increase in the death count. We are now up to 134 lives that we've lost right here in our own community. And as we know, this is not, these aren't, you know, some some folks that no one knows. These are our friends, our family, our neighbors, and coworkers, and so 134 people. It's just really a tragedy. I would say, you know, Dr. Martell over at Winnebago County Health Department continues to do a great job pushing our local governments to push for more mitigation efforts, and City of Rockford's been leading that charge throughout the county, putting in place even more stringent requirements at times than even the state has requested. So we are doing all that we can, and residents need to continue to be vigilant. I know I sound like a broken record, but we know there's a handful of things that we can do that will help slow this spread. And number one, you have to wear a face covering. If you don't, it's really just selfishness on your own part and really putting your family and your neighbors and coworkers at risk. Number two, you have to practice social distancing at any time that it's possible. If you have an event, you're going to have a kid's birthday party, yes, you can have that, but bring it outside if it's a nice day. Do anything you can to help reduce the spread of the virus. And thirdly, wash your hands. It's something we should be doing pre-COVID and after COVID, but right now it's particularly important that you're always washing your hands.
Here, here. Now, with back-to-school situations, some schools are already going back. Rockford Public School pushed it off to September 2nd. They waited an extra day. Where do we stand with our schools? I know a lot of people are concerned about COVID-19 with the kids.
They are, and a lot of people are concerned. I believe I saw a survey recently that 51% chose to do virtual and 49% chose to do inside present classroom instruction. It really just shows you the division there is between what individuals feel like they can do. And for right. that, there's many reasons for it, right, Steve? So, you know, if you're a family that have both parents working or both guardians working, the question is, what do you do with who's going to be watching your child? How will you get them to virtually learn? And I give a lot of credit to Rockford Public Schools, and I think the governor says this really well and often. We, as leaders of different government bodies, it is incredibly easy to Monday morning quarterback our decisions, but we all need to realize the leaders that we have in our community and across the state right now and across the country, we're really deciding between two bad options. And so I think the school district really did a good job to ensure that they're putting safety of their students and their teachers and staff as a priority. They're also prioritizing educational attainment, and they're also, which is equally as important, prioritizing the social emotional well-being of our students. So although it is not what we would all want, I think they're really doing a nice job putting forward a plan that keeps those three items front and center.
These are definitely uncharted times, so every day is a new challenge, and you know, just like learning in school, we're all learning at the same time, which is important.
No doubt.
Virtual town hall meeting. How did the virtual town hall meeting on neighborhoods go this past week?
It went pretty well. It went very well. So we had Matthew Flores, a City of Rockford staff member. We had Barb Chidley, a City of Rockford staff member. We had Charmaine and Denny, both neighborhood presidents, and it was really good. So our neighborhoods, they're really the connection for most of our residents with their neighbors, but also with the City of Rockford government. And so to hear how they are managing through COVID, because now many of them can't meet in person, so they're trying to do socially distant activities, they're doing more online connectivity, and we talked a lot about the investments the city's made. We've increased the amount of money into our neighborhood infrastructure, that's your streets, sidewalks, and alleys. We have created a program with ComEd, an agreement to transition all of our neighborhood streetlights to LED streetlights. We're in year three of that five-year agreement. We were able to get a land bank approved to help take care of those properties that the private market has failed, and we were able to advocate the county board to change their trustee program, so now we can qualify those folks who are bidding on these properties so that we're not doing what we used to do, which was giving more properties to people who have proven themselves to be ineffective property owners.
I'm just trying to think what your next theme could be. You had neighborhoods, you've had crime, you've had the Peace Center. I don't know what your next town hall theme could be.
Oh, we'll have them. I think we'll, we're seeing a really strong increase in crime across the country and even right here in Rockford. We're up 39% in shots fired. It's really a tragedy, and we need to tackle specifically the violent crime that's taking place. And it, like I said, it's not Rockford alone. It's taking place all across the country. And so we're going to continue our efforts to fight crime in our community. So bringing back on the chief is probably something in our future. I think there's a host of things that will be coming forward regarding our police department and how increasing our trainings, maybe amending some of our policies and practices, and how we're going to reinvest in some of these historically disinvested communities. So there's no shortage of work to be done, especially here in 2020, as we've been thrown for a loop. It seems like every month there's something new.
Yeah, no more tornadoes. We don't need those anymore either. So if you want to see all the town halls, go to City of Rockford Government on Facebook. You will love learning about where you live and who's governing, and you know, chime in with your comments too, which would be great. I'm sure you read all those, right?
I do, and most of the time I'm happy. Every once in a while, they're a little hard to read.
Well, that's honesty. I like that. Someone asked me about the census and when the deadline was, and I'm like, you know what? That's a great question. I kind of forgot. Can you remind us on the census?
So, unfortunately, the White House reduced the amount of time that we all now have to complete our census, and I'm so happy that you brought this up, Steve. The census is critical for our city because it determines our representatives in Congress. It also determines how much funding we get in our community to provide basic core services, if that's our Head Start program that helps low-income individuals and their youth get educated and be ready and get that jump start on their education. So many different things. So by the end of September, you have to complete the census now, which I think is just really awful. I don't understand any logic behind it from the White House, and we're certainly advocating for that to be extended again further back. But we need everyone to complete the census here in our community.
Well, thanks to you, I understand that we get $1,500 per resident that's on that census. So that's really important. As you said, $15,000 over 10 years.
That's exactly right. It's $1,560. We have to make sure that we get that because, as you know, Steve, let's say Steve doesn't complete the census, we still need to provide services to Steve for the next decade. So it's a huge loss. And it's a huge burden on the city if we don't get an accurate count. And we definitely did not do a good job of it in 2010 and need to really up our efforts. And it's really an unprecedented time for the census as well, as no one's ever, you know, worked and tried to get the census done during a pandemic. And now with a shortened time frame, the White House has made it incredibly difficult. And on top of all of that, if it wasn't hard enough with those two items, the White House has also reduce the amount of funding for census workers. So we're now just now getting census enumerators out into our neighborhood. So it's been incredibly frustrating.
And challenging, too. Go to 2020census.gov, 2020census.gov, and fill it out. It only takes a few minutes. In fact, if you do it over a cup of coffee, your coffee will still be warm by the time you're done with that census. I'm just saying.
Absolutely.
All right. Anything that we missed that you would like to cover this week, or we can just...
No, I think we touched on a lot. I really just appreciate the opportunity to be with you and your listeners, and thanks for all the good work that you do, Steve.
Oh, well, thank you. That's Rockford Mayor Tom McNamara on This Week in the State Line.